Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I went through something that nobody should have to endure in a lifetime. Because of these people.
Are you talking about your meeting with the cops?
Yeah, because of these people, my life has been turned up in the last 2 weeks. All my house has been looked over twice. They looked through all my papers. They took my computers and downloaded their hard drives.
Did they subpoena all that, or did you volunteer?
I volunteered.
Said, go ahead, whatever, I got nothing to hide.
Right. They took my computers. Then, the other day, took it over the top when I said, I gotta get out of this. These people are not nice people. I had my stuff blue-lighted to look for blood. And then that wasn't good enough. They luminexed it or luminoled it, and I have white residue over everything. My truck, my Hummer out front, the back trunk, the carpet is up in because they took it out of the, you know, thing. Do you know what that feels like? Do you know that nobody should have to endure that in a lifetime? All over trying to help somebody out.
But
it wasn't worth it. I know I put myself in that position.
No,
I deserve
that's what I was
going to
say.
I deserve that.
That's not what I was going to say. But
it
my thing, if you had the inkling in the very beginning to videotape,
I know,
to protect
but
yourself,
I figured I was covered. Right. I figured I protected myself.
What made you felt like you was covered and you protected yourself?
Stupidity.
Because you saw from the very first day that you met Abraham
because it was,
that people were getting over on
right,
him.
Right, but I felt like I had a good enough standing, a good enough reputation, that I wasn't worried about it. I didn't really feel it would go this far. And I wanted whatever it took to clear my name. So I let them do whatever they wanted to do with no court order and no subpoena. I want this out of my life.
Yeah.
And I feel sorry for Abraham. But it's hardened my heart. I don't know if I'll ever help anybody out anymore. I did this, and I did it to myself. I could have possibly endangered my own family. And all the money in the world is not worth that, you know? And I regret it wholeheartedly. But it was my mistakes, and I paid for them the other day. I deserved what I got, you know?
When you got involved with Mr. Shakespeare, you wanted to tell a story, and it sounds like when you started talking to him, you sort of took on some other baggage with it. I need to help this guy out. These people are screwing him over.
Yeah, right.
And then did you also see it as a business opportunity? That, I got this book, and if I get a deal on this book, then that's going to help pay for...
It was more or less... He kept asking for the help because everybody that helped him before took advantage of him. And it was more like knowing that nothing would ever come monetary-wise, it was more the giving him his pride back because he had lost his pride until I got to see what kind of people. And it, you know, this happened in a matter of months. You said at the very beginning you should have known that, what you were getting yourself into. But it happened slowly. Every time you turned around, you heard so many lies that you knew this couldn't go on.
Where is Abraham?
Well, Abraham knows he was supposed to go for contempt of child support, okay?
Well,
and
that's
we,
the question I asked. Where is Abraham?
I do not know. And I told the cops this. I do not know his address. I didn't want to know because of the fact that we knew he would have a warrant out for his arrest. So we had requested not to know his address. But if I knew something like this was going to come up, if I could turn back time, I would have asked for his address. In my life, it has changed my reality,
And if I knew I was would be going through any of this, I felt like so comfortable, I guess, with my lifestyle and who I am as a person. I'm not going to be an O.J. Simpson and run. I have nothing to run from. I'm not going to be a turtle and put myself in a shell. I'm not going to people like Eddie Dixon having bad comments about me because I don't deserve that. He hasn't known me not even 6 months. None of these people know me like that. And I have built a reputation all my life up that I don't have anything to run from or hide
from.
So
the sheriff's office asked you if you would put up a reward, and you said yes.
Yes. Okay. In a heartbeat. And
when are you supposed to get back with them to post a reward?
They're supposed to be asking you to post one today. They told me.
Is that your money? They well, I don't know if they, but if they call us about a reward that's offered, is that your money or is it?
Yeah, I told them I would put a $10,000 reward up.
So
yeah, they'll be calling you about putting it up because the thing is that you've got to let Abraham know. This is the important part of the paper. Is when I wrote in the end, you've got to let him know. This is not about child support. It is not about he's got, you know, failure to appear or anything. They just want to see him, and he can go wherever he wants. Because Abraham's a person that will say, I'm grown, I can do what I want. I don't care what they want.
Yeah.
He does not like the cops. His mom said that he was beat in prison. And if he knows the cops are looking for him, it's just going to make him run further. And
so
that's why his mom never wanted to do
this. If he knew you were in trouble, do you think he would...
Yes, if he knew, that's why I wanted to do this, because if he knew...
You think he has respect for you,
right,
he would try to
right.
help you out.
I think if Abraham knew what I was going through, he would come forward. And if he knew how big the situation has blown up from something so little to turn so big, that I think he would, you know, say something to somebody.
So,
now,
I mean,
supposedly... He has went to Cedric and said something. Cedric said, he called the cops and told them that. Cedric said, if you would call him this morning, he would comment.
Cedric's his cousin.
Yeah, Cedric's the cousin.
We don't need
but
to call him right now.
Cedric
right.
is the one that said he didn't file the report to begin with.
Right.
Cedric told me he didn't file this report. He promised me that, you know, he didn't file this report because his cousin told him why he was leaving town. He told him why he had to get out of here. He told him he didn't want to deal with this.
Well, why would the sheriff's office name him as the person that filed the report if he did?
I know that, exactly. But he said
they not only
he
named
didn't.
Him.
And so he wanted you to retract it. He called you to
yeah,
what, retract
they,
the statement.
And when we checked with the sheriff's office, they said absolutely not.
Yeah.
It's Cedric.
Yeah.
He's the one who called.
So his beef is with the sheriff's office, not with us.
I know.
So either he's lying or somebody pretending to be him.
Right, called the sheriff's department. Because, and the only people that would want to find him are people that want loans, because his mom knew he would come back and visit her. She knew that.
Well, so you don't know his address, but do you have a way to contact him? Through his mother, through an intermediary?
No, not now. Not after all of this has
come. Did you initially have something? Or?
Yeah, I initially had a way, and now nothing because...
Have you tried it?
Yeah, we so
tried you know
every... Right, we tried every avenue.
Was it through a person, or...
Well,
I mean, I'm not asking
yeah,
you to tell me exactly,
yeah,
but is it
well,
something that you've got feedback from? You know,
well,
you go to Marissa and say, hey, get the word out.
We didn't think it was going to turn out to be in this situation in this light, so it turned out in a bad light. And we think that if Abraham keeps thinking that this is something towards... Because he planned on running. He planned
right.
on not coming back because
right.
of child support until it was over and done with. And
but
then...
Wait, let me finish.
Okay.
It was only 2 weeks ago when you and I talked on the phone.
Right, right.
And you said that you could arrange a
yeah, but that was because before all this started. Yeah.
So
yeah.
you had to have had a way to get in contact with them because you emphatically
yes.
said when I returned
yes.
from vacation
yes.
that we could
but
have
because
a sit down
of,
with Abraham.
Yes, but because of everything that has happened. Okay, put it
how?
In, put it
how?
In
wait,
this
wait,
way.
Wait,
in
wait,
light
wait,
of
wait.
Everything that's
wait,
happened,
wait, wait, wait,
we
wait,
have
wait.
Lost contact.
Wait, wait. But before all of this,
uh-huh.
Okay.
I could contact him. So you can put, I could contact him, but in light of everything that has happened, I am unable to contact him any further. And it's because we think, I think he thinks I'll turn him in, like this is part of child support or something, and that's why I want the story out there so he knows this has nothing to do with child support. I have had...
But... Didi, if it was so easy for you to contact him, why is everybody having a hard time finding him now?
because of the situation. Look at how big it blew up.
Are you saying that he's making himself unavailable?
Right, because look at the situation. You're not talking about a missing person. This person, these detectives have went everywhere, talking to everybody. These people send him all over the place.
So,
they said he's dead.
Okay.
Wait, back up.
So since you said you had a way and means of contacting him
mm-hmm.
before all of this blew up,
mm-hmm.
you know, because the sheriff's office, they didn't release that he was officially missing until last week.
Mm-hmm.
But I discovered while I was on vacation
mm-hmm.
that there was a TV station that did a report
right.
and interviewed his mother.
Right.
And
right.
she showed grave concern. So as somebody, let me finish. As somebody who's very close to his mother,
mm-hmm.
okay, and you know, oh, she's
weak. Did you see her second report?
Let me finish. I'm talking about the first report.
Okay.
Let's go back to the first report.
Okay.
Okay, because she showed some concern of where
mm-hmm.
her son was. And the fact that you apparently became so close with Abraham
mm-hmm.
the last couple of months
mm-hmm.
that he was spotted or whatever,
mm-hmm.
did it ever cross your mind to say something to him, hey, your mother is really concerned?
I did all the time. Yeah, of course. This man is a grown man. He has his own mind made up.
Well, could you not have tried to talk to him at his mother's house?
It was like talking to a wall. He was determined not to have all this stuff in his life. He did not care what it took. He was determined, and his mother understood that in her second report after she went and had that initial report. She was kind of like in a state of shock. She's like got these people out front, and she's like, they're trying to make me feel bad for not reporting him.
Now
she
talked about all of that, and she understood. She said, well, I can understand why he may want to disappear, and she did. But as her,
right,
as his
right,
mother,
right, as his mother,
as his mother,
uh-huh.
she said this is totally unlike Abraham to not get in contact.
But then on the second report, if you look, did you look at her second report when she went on TV again? Okay,
I'm not comparing what
okay.
the second report.
Well,
Bruce is actually.
I've already talked to her.
Okay. Oh, again.
No, not again.
Oh,
I've talked
the first
to her.
Time we've ever
the
talked.
First time
oh, okay.
I've talked to her.
Well, the second report that she had put out, she even said, you know, she understands what he was going through, and she figured, well, maybe, you know, in light of that, I don't know. I can't tell you. I can't talk to Abraham. That's under investigation, so I can't comment on any of that.
She said
I
cannot she doesn't regret not getting any of his money. What she regrets
yeah.
is not allowing him to buy the house that he was
right.
looking at in Winter Haven. Because
mm-hmm.
she felt like if she would allow him to purchase the house,
mm-hmm.
he may have.
Well, did you ask her
there.
About me? Did you ask her about, you know, this lady, and as far as when we got knowing each other because of how Abraham, you know, had treated her and stuff? I talked to her quite. I got quite extensive to know her.
Yeah.
I took her to the Holy Land because I felt so bad that, you know, he was so tired of everybody and tired of all of this that I felt bad for his mom. I took her to the Holy Land. I took her to Busch Gardens just to, you know, take her mind off things. And I felt bad for her. She is in a situation where it's not fair to her. She is the only one suffering from all of this. No one else is. Oh, me, but I put myself in this place. She didn't. She didn't ask for any of this. So she is suffering from it. But with me, I put myself in this place, and
she
I deserve
said,
whatever
she,
I'm
she
getting.
She did say you were a nice person,
mm-hmm.
but she also questioned herself why somebody who I've only known for a couple of months is doing all of this stuff.
And she recently said this to you?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And her explanation.
Well, then if you're going to put this article in a negative light towards
no,
me.
No, I'm just telling you what she said
you know,
compared to what you said.
Okay. Well, then
it's not about putting something in the negative
yeah.
night.
Yeah. Well, they've already taken apart my house. They've taken apart my car. They've taken apart my computer.
And her explanation.
I have not done anything.
Her explanation
so,
of how you guys met is different than what you just described to us.
Well, what was it then? I.
She said that when she met you for the first time, it wasn't at her house.
Where was it?
She said that you guys were at Fred's Market, and that's when her son introduced...
Well, then put that one in there. I thought the first time I met her was at her house, because we did go to Fred's Market before, but I thought the first time was at her house when he took me by there. I didn't know that, so...
Well, you had to have known if you met her.
Yeah.
I mean, we're getting
yeah.
everything from you.
Yeah. I don't know the exact, you know, that was something that happened at the beginning of January. I thought it was at her house. I'd been there several times. I mean, I met her several times on several occasions at her house. I thought the first time I met her was at her house.
Now, one thing that you just mentioned, that the people who are suffering because of this are, you know, you, who you said, well, I sort of took it on myself.
Yeah, so. I deserve it.
And
I
his
deserve
mother,
it. What I went through the other day, I deserve.
When you're saying that his mother's suffering, you mean from not being able to get a hold of her son?
No,
from,
because of the attention, because she's a person that, she goes to work every day. She still works. She's
what
not
does she
retired.
Do?
She works at the Southern
Florida
College.
Southern.
Yeah, Florida
okay.
Southern.
Cafeteria.
And so, you know, she suffers from that because she's sitting here having to endure that. And like she said, none of these people came around. None of these people, when he was nine times dead from AIDS in the hospitals and all that, they didn't bring her a plate of supper. They didn't bring her something around to the house and say,
and when you say,
here you go. They didn't,
when
you know
you say it's
mean?
Really just her that's suffering, you mean Abraham, you don't feel like he's suffering because he actually got what he wanted, which was to
right,
check out.
Right, right.
Is he sick?
Tori and everybody else feels like he made that up for child support.
Oh, himself said, I've got AIDS, or
said he was sick and it just came on that he had AIDS and everybody just went from there.
Yeah, I mean, let me tell you these weird, we've had some strange experiences since the story started.
Oh, yeah, somebody, I was going to say that, you know, if he is sick, that HIPAA compliance on these nurses, if they think that HIPAA compliance covers them for not mentioning that they are taking care of him, that at this point it's gotten too big for that, that they need to go ahead and just call, you know.
You're saying if somebody's taking
taking
care of him, they,
you know, to just call if that's the case. But I think that's made up. I really do. I think that
did he get in contact with you some kind of way after he found out that, you know, okay, the sheriff's office is looking for him, the media is covering it too.
I
do you
heard
think,
from
no, he I'm assuming he doesn't read the paper, so how would he know that?
How
you
would
take word on the street?
Word on the street.
Well, when you hope that this is going to get the word out.
Right, I'm hoping that word on the street.
He's probably not going to pick it up on the internet.
Absolutely not. He's not going to.
It would be somebody
tells. He does not go on the computer. Somebody tells him. He made it to 8th grade. He made it to 8th grade.
Right, but
yeah,
I mean,
but where he is right now, you said that prior to all of this breaking loose, you had a way to get in contact
prior
with him.
To all of,
and this was only 2 weeks ago.
No.
There's only been a 2-week span. You said prior to all this breaking loose, you had a way to get in contact with him.
Prior to everything breaking loose, I had a way to get a hold of him. And after everything broke loose and everything happened, I called you wanting to do a report on this, and I was going to try to get a hold of him and we were going to do the report together. I was hoping to get an interview with, you know, you and him and everything else. And then the storm wind came in. So, you know, there was nothing.
What was the start of that? What was the start of this, as you described?
Okay, I'm going to think he's still here, honestly.
You think he's just living?
I think that there's
lying low somewhere.
He has loaned people enough money. There's enough people he's loaned money that they would lie for him.
So you think he could just bounce from house to house? And that's sort of how he lives anyway.
Right, exactly. And there's enough people that he's loaned money to that would lie for him.
You think eventually
there's enough people he owes favors to.
You think eventually he's going to, whether he wants to or not, that he's going to pop up?
I think that he'll pop up if he realizes how the extent of what level this investigation
but
has went to.
One thing I want to make sure that we've mentioned that a couple times, but this is only bad, I don't mean this in a bad way, this is only bad for you, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
he's capable.
I'm, that's
he
what I'm saying. I mean, that's
yeah.
why I asked a
yeah.
while ago.
Yeah. Well, that's
his
why
only
I think
motivation
he would feel
would
be bad. Yeah, I think he would. I think he would.
Because he has no other
that
reason
kind
to
of
come
bad.
Back.
Right, but I don't think he's that kind of a person. I think that if he realizes the impact it has put on my life, I think he would come forward.
We have this whole laundry list of bizarro things that people have told us. And if we could just take a second and run through them.
Oh, yeah.
He's died in Dade County in a hospital.
I hadn't heard that one.
Oh, well, that's one of the rumors out there, is that he had AIDS, he died in a hospital in Dade County. Do you think that's true?
No.
He is being cared for, maybe with you paying for it, in a private home somewhere with who he's
I
sick.
I'm not paying for that, so I know.
He's,
I, Go ahead.
Or maybe somebody else paying for it.
Now, if he is sick, truly, I could see that happening.
Okay.
You know, I could see that happening. He was throwing up, you know, when he got towards the end, he was feeling sick, and he tried to say that he had, you know, he was sick. He told us.
Just nerves?
He slept with a lot of women.
Yeah.
He slept with 15 different women a month. I mean, my goodness, the man slept with... you know what was wrong with my septic tank when they undid it? I had Averett's septic tank. He had a lien from Averett, and I had them finally come out and figure out the septic tank. The condoms were like this. And he was laughing and thought that was funny.
He
said, Abraham, he wants me to put in my book that he would sneak a person, a girl in the front house, sleep with them, and a girl in the back house, and videotape it without their acknowledgement. And he wants that in the book and thinks that part of the book is hilarious. That you videotape these women, that's not good.
The another thing, okay, he's dead.
Mm-hmm.
He's dead, and somebody, he wasn't killed, but that he died, you know, from whatever disease he's got. But people don't want it to be known because then his money will dry up.
I doubt that very seriously because I think somebody would have came forward by now. What are you going to do with the body?
Okay.
I mean, the body has to go to the funeral.
Okay, this next, I'm not, these are things we actually really hurt.
I know.
He's dead and you killed him. And you're hiding his body somewhere.
Yeah, I heard that too. And they've searched everything I have. I've let them take a blue light. I had luminol done. I think I'm done.
You think the police are, do you think that they're satisfied that... You didn't do it.
What else can they do besides put electric things on me and shock me to death? I mean, what else? Seriously, what else can they do to me? They've turned my life inside out.
Well, somebody.
There's nothing left that they could do to humiliate me. I'm not going nowhere. I'm not O.J. Simpson. And I'm not a turtle and I'm not going to hide. I have nothing to hide from.
And I guess the last one is somebody else killed him and they've hidden the body. Did he have enemies that would want him dead? I mean, it sounds like
he had plenty of people, like a sponge.
But
yeah, well, he had people that would threaten, but they never, you know,
everybody
talked
about him in town. To kill him because
right,
he'd already given
them
the money.
Right, he'd given away the money, so
and
be
he's
no
not
reason.
Collecting from them
right.
anymore.
Right, so it's not like that. The reason why I think this has become a situation is because they get me out of the picture. They owe no debt.
If he's got $1 million, he walked off with, say, somewhere around $1 million. That's what you think, $800 to $1 million. Is it? I mean, how is it cash? Is it? How is he keeping anybody from noticing where it is?
I don't want that on the record because everybody will dig up everywhere.
Thanks
yeah.
in her name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, it's very difficult not to leave a trail. If you've got credit cards, if you've got checking account, savings account, you know how that is.
Yeah. But. As far as, you know, I'm not running anywhere. I said, you know, I've worked too hard for my reputation. I'm not going anywhere.
Does he have a driver's license?
And, yeah, he paid $5,000 for his driver's license. He couldn't take the test, so he went to the DMV, and he thought it was funny. He wants that in the book. He went to the DMV. He introduced me to the guy that he bought his driver's license from, and he paid $5,000 for the guy to say he passed the test. That's how he got his driver's license. That's how crooked this town is, and that's stuff that I found interesting.
Yeah.
You don't find that interesting? That you can pay a DMV person off.
And you were standing there when he did it?
No. This happened 2 years before I came in the picture, but he had got another traffic violation. Look at how many traffic violations, because he can't drive. He drives 90 to nothing. He introduced me to this guy, and he's like, I paid $5,000 to that guy. I said, for what, Abraham? He says, to get me this, and he shows me the driver's license. He's like, I can't pass a test. He thought that was funny. I did.
I guess so. Wherever Abraham Shakespeare is, you think that he's close.
I think that he's still close. I do. Other people think that he is gone because of the sheriff looking for him. There's too many people. There is a person that I know said they've seen him, and when the sheriffs went to them, they said they did.
Yeah.
Come on. This is a person that's been around there for years from him, known him, and he's given plenty of money to, and then the cops come to you and ask you about it, and oh, you haven't seen him now.
Well, if he's around, you would think, if he's around, he's 6'5" tall, and everybody knows what he looks like. He's going to pop up.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I mean, he's going to get arrested, he's
right,
going to get stopped for a ticket,
he's going to get something.
Walk into cash and carry, and somebody's going to recognize him.
Somebody's going to recognize him, but, you know...
So getting back to what you said.
Wait a minute, I wanted to do one more thing before we, because I'm trying to stick with this train of thought here. So
now, on this report, I've already been enough. I'm at this point. Anybody else says anything about me, you can let them know I'm going to sue for slander and I'm going to sue for defamation of character. I put my company through. I put my life in jeopardy. I put myself in this. I deserved everything I got the other day. But I've been through enough. They don't owe me a dime. So they can move on, start telling the truth, and stop lying, thinking that it's going to get them out of making a payment.
You mentioned your company. Is that where you got the money to
yes.
to buy this off?
Yes.
Does your company, I'm assuming you're...
My company has...
How do you continue to run it? I mean, it's Abraham Shakespeare. Sounds like he became a full-time job.
It runs
job.
Itself. I have people on call for me, and it runs itself. It's been running itself for the last 4 years. I've had it for 5 years. The first year, my company was in the clear. After that, it ran itself.
Is that just because of the contacts you already had from
yeah.
having been a nurse?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the contacts I had because of... I was kind of like Abraham Shakespeare. If I get on the phone and my nurse needs a loan because her electric's off, I'll help her out. If you know, I got in an automobile accident, which I almost got killed in, because my nurse needed a... she was injured. Her kids were getting injured by not having electricity on. She was
what
like,
year was the accident?
Oh, it was in the paper, Lakeland Ledger. It was, is it 9 now? So 05, I think it was. But I was told I'd never walk again. I had gotten a head-on collision. The guy that was driving was under the influence of a drug called ice. He had been up 3 days. The girl that was the passenger, her heart burst on impact. He went to the hospital. He ended up dying at the hospital. He had hit me, and the impact was so hard that it crushed my femur bone, and I got a rod that screwed into my hip and screwed into my kneecap replaced. They replaced it, and then I couldn't hardly have any mobility for over a year. So that's how my business grew so big, because all I was on the phone that year. I was like, hey, how you doing, blah, 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 you know. And I grew it really big because I was on the phone. And that impacted me in a way where I didn't want to be the person to claim Social Security disability. I refused it. I didn't take it. I took the handicap pass. I was going to take my multicast, but I didn't take the disability. I worked and recovered myself. I learned scuba diving was low impact, and one of my RNs would go every weekend, 3 times on the weekend, and my son learned how to scuba dive, and he would scuba dive every weekend with me to rehab so that I could walk again. And I walked.
How big is your company now? It sounds like you grew it up pretty big.
Pretty big. 525 employees.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You do. I noticed it says on your...
I do the whole state of Florida. I go
state.
Panama, Jacksonville, Gainesville, Lakeland.
Is it mostly ALFs or nursing homes or just whoever needs a nurse?
I staff Memorial Town and Country Hospital. I staff the VAs, the government facilities. I staff... All About hospitals, everything like that. So I staff all the All Abouts. I staff RNs, LPNs, and CNAs. So, yeah, it's pretty big.
Wow. Did Abraham ever loan you any money?
No. Never asked.
Never
for
gave
money.
You any money?
Never asked for any.
One of the questions I had, and, you know, I'm sure this is probably easily cleared up, is you had a tax lien that was just released last December.
Mm-hmm.
And
I had fixed that. That was a mistake on my taxes that they had made. And I hope you don't put that in the paper. I mean, y'all are so... That's what I'm talking about. Exactly what I'm talking about. This is exactly why I want to do that. But for things like that, for people that have done good all their life, that do a lot of things, and people want to switch it around and make it different and make it what it's not, just like saying he's dead when he went in for a tetanus shot, or saying it's a, you know, a rainbow-colored elephant instead of a pink elephant, like Eddie Dixon making that comment when I bought his car to stop the stupid insanity of them bickering back and forth. say the facts and the truth and say the reality of stuff.
Right.
When
and you
people
understand.
Repeat things, it's all hearsay, gossip, and that's one thing wrong with the media now.
Well,
media,
that's the reason why we're talking, so we can
right,
check everything
right,
out.
Right. Well, the media...
You know, that's one of the
right,
reasons why...
Right.
I mean, I can pull up the text message when I said...
I know, but the media...
I desperately need
I know,
to talk to you today.
I know.
You
and
know,
I was dealing with detectives, or I would have talked to you that day. The media has a problem
you
with...
You couldn't even
that
text
it's all,
me back?
No, the media has a problem with, they had my phone. I let them have my phone. They confiscated my phone for the full day. I got it back
now,
at like 2 in the morning.
Let me point something out to you before. I understand what you're saying, but listen to me. I've had this piece of paper for 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
We haven't done anything with it.
Well, I appreciate
because there
that.
Was no, well, I had a
I
question.
I hope that you would
so just
talk.
Understand that.
You know, I've been through so much.
I
cleared myself the other day. I cleared myself the other day. I would appreciate you not publishing
well,
that.
And I understand what. That's why
there
I can't.
There are people that want to dig all my stuff up. They can.
Well, and they will.
Yeah.
And I can't answer the question until you give me the
right.
answer.
And see,
so
we're not the only ones you have to worry about.
I don't.
Because now it's been put out there.
I know.
You understand?
I know.
I mean, we're
but,
just.
Yeah, but if you want to tell the truth.
We're just one incident.
In, right.
And that's why we're talking
right.
to
you.
Because
you
we want to check
truth,
everything
right.
out.
And you want to tell the truth, then print the truth. But the other thing I have about the media is the media does place a lot of negative and not the important things like the water. We have a problem with our water being sucked from us. These are the things that you need to report more of. You had the story in there once. We're getting, what, millions of gallons a day out of Polk County and Hillsborough County when St. Pete needs to be on osmosis and having to do that. We're getting sinkholes all over the place. We have a company that's sitting there saying, well, if agriculture has the right to suck water out of us, then why can't the bottle companies? Because the bottle companies put it all around the United States and water goes everywhere, not even in just our United States, but it's a Swiss company, so it even goes overseas. So they send that water everywhere, and then here we have to pay so much for our water, especially in Hillsborough County, and we have sinkholes coming up. That's stuff that's important, that we need facts and reasons why that the regular public can't go out and search for, but the media has the time to search for.
Right.
Why are we paying for it? Why isn't the bottle company having to pay a water charge? Why don't they have to pay a percentage for the water, or why don't they have to go to the salt water and make the osmosis plant themselves? Convert salt water to fresh if they want to sell the bottled water. Why are we? Or why don't go up to the mountains where they don't have sinkholes? Not on an island that's plans on flooding eventually anyways with all the hurricanes. That's what I'm talking about. You know, this was a situation that unfortunately I got involved with, that it only took months before I realized I was too deep.
Yep.
And I regret it every day.
I take it.
And I don't think my family should have to pay any higher of a price than what they've already paid.
Yeah, I take it that it sounded like within how many months you think you were already looking at it and going, uh-oh.
Right.
How long do you think that took?
It's
spring, true. Summer?
Yeah, January, February, March. Within 3 months, I knew, uh-oh. 3 months, and I was, uh-oh.
Yeah.
And if I would have known this, it was such a simple thing. If I would have known what was going to happen, I would have never got involved in all this. And I will never, ever. I've learned that word, know the hard way. I really have. I've learned know the hard way. And everything will be no from now on. And that is unfortunate for the rest of the world. Because, you know, I'm a person that have always been giving and helpful and do whatever I can do for people. But a situation like this, who would think that they would have to videotape from the time they buy something to the time that they end something? And you know what I mean? You shouldn't have to videotape your every move. It
well,
shouldn't have been like that. But
sounds,
that was my fault.
Well, it sounds like at this point, you're kind of waiting to see if all the precautionary things you did were enough.
I don't care if they're not enough. I'm not going nowhere. I'm not. I don't have nothing to hide from, and I don't plan on going anywhere. I know I haven't done anything, so I really don't care. They can do whatever they want.
Are you still working on your book?
Oh, absolutely. It just got bigger. I just made it a novel. I mean, and they don't think that it's interesting. They don't think, you know, the cops only. They're like, you know, this is crazy. But if you've seen it, I mean, my goodness. What's interesting is the amount of people that get away with all the illegal stuff and that no one ever gets in trouble for any of it. And that's what gets me, is all these people that we have a revolving door, and the prisoners that go to jail and then use their Social Security disability check to bail themselves out. So it's our taxpayer money that bails them out. They go to prison, they get a Social Security disability check while they're in prison, because it doesn't stop until they make it to jail, so they use that to live off of and to bail themselves out of prison. So that's amazing to me. You know, I'm flabbergasted at what I have learned. It's opened my eyes up to a whole new world that I will never look at anything the same again.
You think you'll spend a lot more time on your book now? I mean, that you won't have to deal with all this crap, bad loans and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I will do that and reflect from my learning experience. I will, you know, I've learned a lesson. I think I've learned it the hard way, and I deserved every bit of it. You know, I put this on myself, and I take full acknowledgement of that.
You're pretty optimistic that Abraham will show up pretty quick.
I'm optimistic, yes. I think that once these people that, you know, he's helped out and he's given money to, that once they see that there's a reward, they'll want the reward money.
But the thing is, if he trusted you these last couple of months, who could possibly be with him that could A, help him hide as well as he's hiding?
His girlfriend.
And B, keep him informed on
his
everything
girlfriend.
That's going on.
His girlfriend.
So his girlfriend is the only person that he's keeping in contact with.
I don't know that. I don't know. I'm not going to say something I don't know.
But you've been such a big part of his life these last couple of months.
I think what Marissa's saying is you left a void.
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly why I said I deserved it. That's why I got my stuff, you know, Luminol. That's why I got my stuff blue lighted. That's why I got all my computer drives. You know, I put myself in that place.
Oh, but I think what Marissa's saying is that he needed you.
Yeah,
for all those months,
relied
and now
so
clearly
heavily.
He needs
yeah,
someone
why
else.
All of a sudden when he just cut himself off completely from you, the person who has helped him, you know, for all intents and purposes, get through all
because,
these bad debts.
Like I said, because in the newspaper, it doesn't allow him to think that this is not going to be an arrest for child support. He really knew that he was going to be in contempt of court. He knew this. We told him this.
But it doesn't matter what we do or don't do. It's about him trusting you. And apparently, he trusts you.
Yeah, but
these
I
last
told
couple of
him
months.
He's going to be arrested for contempt of child support. I mean,
so,
I don't
so
know
on
how
the one,
much more.
It sounds like on the one hand, what you told him is,
you know what?
You're going to get in trouble,
right?
And so don't tell me where you are,
yeah,
so they
exactly.
can't make you talk. So
right.
now
but,
you're.
But
sort of,
if I would have known he was going to be considered a missing person, I would have never said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so now you're sort of in a position.
I would have
told
you know
tell
what
him.
I knew is he was a person that left on his own will, and he left free willingly. And the people that have talked to him, okay, two houses down, he's got a guy that knew he was leaving, knew he, you know, wanted to
when
get away
from
him.
When you would get in contact with him, was it by phone or in person?
That person is under investigation by the Sheriff's Department. I'm not going to say anymore. Just put that I put no comment.
Okay.
I'm not going to, that is no comment.
And I think, I mean, I guess we'll all find out eventually when he pops back up.
Right.
But it sounds like
right.
he needs someone in his
right.
life to help keep
right.
things going. And, you know,
right.
we're wondering who that would be now because
mm-hmm.
you're out of the picture.
Well, he had a girlfriend. He had been with.
She got it together.
3 months. Yes, she was. You know.
Where did you meet the girlfriend?
Well,
did she live here?
We were told she lived here, but he was very. He knew he was leaving. I don't know if you understand
so
what level
he
that was at,
everything.
Because we did not want to know this stuff, because we would be, by law, required to
yeah.
say, hey, we know the girl's name, we know this about her, and we know this about her. When the Sheriff's Department comes looking for me going, hey, he's in contempt of child support, we need to arrest him. I didn't want to know. I don't want to know. But now that he's a missing person, it's a big deal to me.
So now it's become
a major deal to me. You know, that is why I'm offering a reward.
So you did too good a job insulating yourself from it.
It was supposed to be a walk in the park. It was supposed to be nothing. You know, he wanted to get away for a little while.
What do you think went wrong? I mean, did you underestimate? I mean, it sounds like...
Greed. People thinking, okay, here it is. We've got Cedric. And Cedric knew why he left, and he knew he told him he wanted to get away. And Cedric knew he owed for his house loan. And if he tied me up under investigation, then I would be under investigation. And guess what would happen to little Dee Dee? You know, then everybody's little things would go away. They wouldn't have to worry about paying anybody. But the thing is unfortunately, they might have thought Dee Dee would run. I don't have nothing to run from. You know, they can go through, they can keep hacking through all my paperwork, they've done that.
Well, and you
they
should be feeling free now.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've sold all that stuff, you've got no reason to have contact with
exactly.
them anymore.
Exactly. And the way it, well, that's why I want these idiots, these drug heads, these coke heads, to know that I've sold it. So, no matter how much they want to call in and say anything, it's not going to get them out of their debt.
Yeah.
Because I have no control over whether they lose their house or not now. I have no, you need to let them know, I have no control over whether they lose their house now or not. It's not worth all the money to me in the world not to have my life back. Abraham sold me his mess to get a better life, and I practically gave it away to get mine back.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like he got free and you got put in jail.
Yeah, exactly.
I know that you don't want to talk about how you tried to contact him, but I did have one question about, and I'm not going to ask you about that.
Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.